Now we turn to the city of Philadelphia. On Tuesday, a sophisticated listening device was found in Philadelphia Mayor John Street's office. Media reports link the bug to an FBI investigation, but the FBI has said it can't confirm or deny the existence of a probe. Joining us now is Asel Moore, an associate editor, columnist, and member of the editorial board of the Philadelphia Inquirer. He joins us from his office in the city of brotherly love. Thanks a lot, Mr. Moore, for joining us.
Well, it's good to be with you today, Corvo. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What do we know about a bug in Mayor Street's office?
Well, it is an extraordinary story, one that, and I've been an observer of the Philadelphia scene and politics for three decades, and I cannot think of anything politically that amounts to what we've learned since Tuesday morning, that a listening device, a very sophisticated, was found in the office of the mayor. What makes this so interesting and extraordinary is that this is during a time of an election, a mayoral election, between John Street, who is the incumbent Democrat, and a Republican opponent, Sam Katz, in a race that's been very close and very testy, and with only 3 weeks left, a little more than 3 weeks left before the election date, this has raises a lot of obvious questions. The FBI clearly has not... although since the initial story, they have some things made clear. It clearly is an FBI bug. It wasn't that clear on Wednesday morning. It is now clear that an investigation, a wide-ranging investigation by the local FBI and U.S. attorney involving political corruption is underway, and raids were made yesterday of offices and of individuals who are related to the mayor.
A raid was made?
Raids were made of offices, not arrests, of individuals.
What were they looking for?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry. Something that just really jumps out at me in a report I read this morning. The mayor's office was routinely being swept. Now, maybe this happens in some places and not, but I didn't know that, you know, the mayor's office would routinely be swept for a listening device.
Well, this is a security check, and that has been done in Philadelphia since the mid-80s, since I guess Mayor Good was the mayor, and the police department and others have done that to the mayor's office. And in this particular mayor, John Street, it's done periodically. And that's widely known, I'm sure.
Obviously, it wasn't widely known to the FBI.
Well, I don't see how it could not be, and that's the question. If it was widely known, and we think that law enforcement generally are aware that that's happened, why was it placed there?
Many of our listeners don't know Philadelphia politics intimately, so can you tell us more about Mayor Street and his political career?
24 years. He was, prior to becoming mayor, he was a city councilman for 20 years. His last, 10 years, he was city council president. He was the city council president doing his predecessor, who's now the governor, Ed Rendell. Ed Rendell has given John Street credit for helping the city out of its financial difficulty. John Street is known as a very hard worker, a very astute man, a man who is probably the most knowledgeable about city government and its functions and how it works. He is fiscally conservative, and is someone who is more of a wonk than a politician. He during his tenure, the city has not done bad. I mean, he has been responsible and given credit for the reduction in overall in crime.
Well, I think it's a little
blight and
well, not done bad. I think I'm.
But he has a career that has never been corruption. He has never been accused of corruption, and certainly has exhibited the contrary. I mean, I think that. You may remember the Abscam investigation, which took down the back in 1980, which took down the careers of three city councilmen and a U.S. congressman from Philadelphia. This is when the FBI, in a sort of a sting operation, posed as Arab sheiks and offered money for favors from several politicians, including four or five from Philadelphia. John Street was a junior member of the city council at that time, and in fact, it was revealed that he turned money down. I mean, he was offered the same bribe and said no, so that his record as an elected official, there is no evidence that he's ever tried to enrich himself personally.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Mr. Moore. Asel Moore.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining us.
Okay, it was a pleasure to be with you.
And you. Asel Moore is a columnist and associate editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer. He joined us from his office in Philadelphia.